Okay. To warm up for today, if necessary, we start with IFRIC. IFRIC issues. And then we'll go for the deeper stuff in the conceptual framework. But first, annual improvements.
Yes, thank you. Good morning. The purpose of Agenda Paper 12A is to explain the due process that the ISB has taken to finalize the annual improvements cycle 2012-2014. This cycle includes five proposed amendments, and ask the ISB to confirm that is satisfied that we have complied with the due process requirements. I would like to ask you the questions in page 5 of this paper, and so we can start. So do you agree that the amendments to be finalized as part of the 2012-2014 cycle of annual improvements to IFRSs do not need to be re-exposed before finalization?
Yep. Yes.
Yes.
Question 2, does the ISB agree that the mandatory effective date of the amendment should be 1st of January 2016?
Mary's going to comment.
Just a question, I'm not sure if it relates to this or one of the others, is that they're independent items, but as we've been working through the issues around lots of change, multiple versions of IFRS, and if you think about amendments, narrow scope amendments, AIPs, and consequential effects of consequential amendments from major standards, that's an awful lot of possibilities of the number versions of IFRS that are out there. And so I want to say, at least with something like AIP, shouldn't we do it as a package so it's an all or nothing, rather than you can make a decision about each of the different amendments individually? So while I agree with the effective date, mm-hmm. I would encourage us to say that you've got to do all or none of them, so you don't, it just reduces the number of possible versions. And since they are not major clarifications or significant changes, I don't think we'd be blocking the way to better IFRS.
I would object to that, Mary. I would, in general, agree with you. In general, but there is one topic here, which is IAS 19, the regional market issue, which is a burning one, and it's independent from the others. And I think I would not like to prevent entities from adopting that solution as early as possible.
But isn't
by forcing them to take at the same time all the other topics.
But isn't that one where the issue is more that people won't want to adopt it?
It's true.
Therefore, it's not like they will want to go out and early adopt
may,
that one.
They may also decide to postpone the adoption of that one and adopt the other ones. It will depend to a large extent on the interaction between regulators and entities, I suppose. For that reason, that it is a topic which is quite different from the other ones in a way, the nature and the burning aspect of it, or the relatively contentious aspect, which was a bit borderline in terms of annual improvement, because it really may change practice for some issue of that. I would not package this one with the other ones.
Michael, this is something I had mentioned to you before, and I think it's something we should think about for all annual improvements. I know right now it looks like we may not have a lot coming downstream, but just struck me with five of them in this package, that again, I can't remember what the formula is, but I think that means it's something like 25 different versions of IFRS just with these minor amendments alone.
And I think that given the nature of annual improvements, they are relatively minor clarifications or correcting oversights. We do process them collectively as one package. It would make sense to propose, at least for future cycles, even if not for this one, to recommend that it's, if you want to adopt one early, you adopt the whole package early, and thereby simplifying the number of variations, number of combinations.
Don't we almost have an infinite number of combinations anyway?
Yeah.
I mean, is it really going to simplify it that much to have this?
I think everything we can do helps. I mean, I wanted to raise it here because it struck me as I was going through these. Philippe's concern maybe says don't rush into it, but I think every place we can look at it and just say, can we reduce the number? You know, is a help. It's a bit of a savings.
And perhaps what we do is with future cycles, sort of pause at this sort of stage and ask ourselves, you know, is there any reason why we shouldn't require all or nothing approach? And do that on an exception basis for future cycles.
Yes. Also ask constituents a question next time we send the package out, maybe.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. After this discussion, do we still agree with the mandatory effect?
If I remember correctly, the first annual improvements, actually, we did propose that they should all be adopted at the same time, and there was pushback from constituents at the time.
But the first package had a number of issues, which
were
much
bigger issues.
Bigger issues.
I want to ask people.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe last point. The other aspect is that when you look at the five items, they will not all apply to a given issuer. Mm-hmm. Servicing contracts. If I am an industrial company, I just don't care. Changes the method of disposal. If I don't have any disposal in my plants. I don't really care. So it is not that bad, you know, where the impact is less maybe than we could maybe fear. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, question three. Do any ISB members plan to dissent from the publication of the proposed amendments?
No.
Is the ISB satisfied that all required due process steps applicable so far have been complied with?
That's the case.
And last question, does the ISB agree that we can proceed with the drafting and the balloting of the final amendments?
And that is also the case. No. Thank you, Denise.
Okay. Agenda paper 12B. So the objective of this agenda paper is to ask the ISB if we can discontinue the annual improvement cycle of 2013-2015 because this cycle only includes one amendment. To IFRS 1, and we would like to ask the ISB if we can initiate a new cycle of annual improvement, so this will be the next cycle, 2014-2016, and in this new cycle we will carry forward the proposed amendment to IFRS 1 that I just mentioned that was approved by the ISB in December 2013 and which proposes the deletion of some short-term exemptions. So do you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any idea, Michael, this next cycle, do we already have some items to consider?
In addition to the one that was mentioned in this paper from previously, the Interpretations Committee last week decided to recommend to the board an annual improvement to IAS 19 relating to amendments and curtailments. Right. So we've got another one to bring to you at a future meeting, and we'll wait and see what else comes up.
Extending the one item does not have any real effect to markets, right?
No, this is more of a housekeeping one, right, actually, yeah. About deleting out-of-date exemptions from IFRS 1.
Mm-hmm. Michael, follow Philippe's questions. Can we change the question slightly? That is, you know, move to the future cycle rather than specified. It's because I'm not sure whether you already be clear, you know, how many items is ready for the cycles from 14 to 16. If, for example, we still not feel too many, may the board decide or the effect suggests we may further delay 1 year.
Well, we go. The one that Michael mentioned about IS 19 is an important one. And even if we had only that one, which was out of my memory, but just reminded us, it is an important one which I would not like to postpone to a further cycle.
Okay.
I feel I'm going to be as efficient as Denise. So next paper is agenda paper 12C on the accounting for a structure that appears to lack the physical characteristics of a building.
The paper discusses an issue that was brought to the Interpretations Committee to clarify whether telecommunication towers should be accounted for as property, plant and equipment in accordance with IS 16 or an investment property in accordance with IS 40. The Interpretations Committee concluded that it is questionable whether a tower qualifies as a building in accordance with IS 40. However, the Interpretations Committee observed that there is merit in broadening the scope of IS 40 to include business models that are similar to those of traditional investment property lessors but lack the physical characteristics of a building. And the Interpretations Committee suggested to do so by focusing on the way in which the asset is used. However, because of the linkage between IS 40 and the lease accounting model proposed in the 2013 ED on leases that depended on whether a lease is a lease of property, the Interpretations Committee noted that the issue should be analysed within the context of both IS 40 and the leases project. However, in its redeliberations, the board decided to change the lease accounting model so that that it would no longer be based on whether a lease is property. And because of that decision, the ISB has not yet discussed the issue within the context of the leases project. The purpose of today's meeting is to ask for the ISB's guidance on how to proceed with this issue. And in the paper, we identified three possible ways forward. The ISB could take the issue onto its agenda. The Interpretations Committee could do further work on the topic on behalf of the ISB, or the ISB could wait and consider the issue within the context of the agenda consultation in 2015. The staff recommend that the ISB considers the issue within the context of the agenda consultation in 2015, and this is because broadening the scope of IS 40 is likely to include other structures such as gas storage tanks or advertising billboards. And the staff are concerned about the broad implications of such an amendment. And with that, I hand over to you for discussion.
In the meantime, what's going to happen? Are there some jurisdictions or preparers that have their own interpretation and apply IS 40 in a way which is not absolutely guaranteed? And we'll continue to do so for, and then practice will settle and will become entrenched? Or?
Well, the issue came to us from a particular jurisdiction because of diversity that had been identified in that particular jurisdiction. The Interpretations Committee, though, I think reached a fairly clear conclusion that under current literature, they didn't see that these telecom towers, in this example, would fit the definition of a building and therefore wouldn't fit into IS 40. obviously, that doesn't necessarily address the concerns that several have over the use of the IS 40 model, which some think is a better model for reflecting the way in which these assets are used in certain business models. So it is something that we ought to be looking at at some stage, but at this stage, we and the Interpretations Committee think that further work is needed to sort of to think about the consequences.
I think this is a growing issue. I think more and more of these towers are being put into other types of vehicles that very often are involved in property space. It felt to me like the paper might have overstated the problem a little bit. I think we could reach a solution easier than perhaps we think. I don't have a concern with the unintended consequences because I think that IS 40 is an option in any case. And so if you don't like the fair value answer, then go for the amortized cost answer. So I think that, I don't think this is an interpretation issue. I think the Interpretation Committee has arrived at an interpretation that I think is probably correct of the standard as it stands right now. I don't think it's an agenda decision, consultation decision, because I think this is too small an issue really to be in there, and it affects only a very small number of our constituents, even though it does affect them in possibly a big way. I think the opposite of the Interpretations Committee answer is good accounting. So my view would be, I think we should be taking this on from a board perspective, not from Interpretation Committee, and I don't think we need to wait for an agenda consultation.
Do you mean more research, Daryl, but not wait?
I would be inclined to move ahead with this and see if we can resolve it. As I say, it is a relatively limited area. Relatively limited.
It would involve some.
It certainly
research on current market practices, I think.
But I don't. I wouldn't be waiting for something this small.
I don't think we need to wait for an agenda consultation to deal with it.
I fully support to have this project, but prefer to do research first, yeah. Not research project type of research, yeah, but you know, yeah. First investigation. And the reason is, I will feel we may look into the situation very similar to biological asset questions. That is, we start with the TV tower. I fully understand, can support to recognize as immense property and give entity choice as we required in 4D. And I can also accept in certain circumstances the company, the entity can recognize as PPE if there's no features similar to immense property. But the reason why I think should be careful is because firstly, the issue comes from one of the G20 countries. And that country have not fully adopt our standards. And they already feel very unhappy with our decision related to their land right use. Right of use of land. And this issue come from this country and put to us a few years already. If we turn down with something which they feel not appropriate, and they will further delay their decision. It seems it is very obvious, you know, Chung Wu, Taka, and I, we are all AOSG countries, and that country spoke loudly their unhappiness. And the reason, another reason I think why we should be careful is because, as I say, that we may run into biological asset type of issue. And this means
the other way around.
No, this means we start with the tower, the TV tower, but now there are many other type of constructions. They start from simple use, simple purpose, but later on become much more complicated, and then later on maybe sell by the government to a business entity to learn like a business for business profit purpose, and more and more. And for example. Recently, the London built a very 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 funny structure for the Olympic Games. I don't know the name of that. And many countries when they try to organize international Olympic Games, they normally will build something like this, and most of the time waste of money. But now more people feel it's not a good idea. So we should structure it in such a way. And later on can transfer to a private entity and to learn it. And then quite often the case, they may have a restaurant on top and an amazing park at the bottom, and in between may something. And more such things come out. This is the reason that I think we should investigate a little bit more. Otherwise, just like the biological asset decision we say, barrel plant is okay, cow not. And in this case, I think we should not, by the end, say it. TV tower is okay, that funding structure is not okay. And this is why I hope you do a little more investigation.
You're not talking about the Eiffel Tower.
Possible, yes, possible, you see. Why not? They may build a 10th floor.
It's typically an investment property.
Yeah.
It's got a restaurant. It
has no walls.
It has no walls.
Okay, so I would just reinforce what Dara already said, and in the same line with you. I think we should move ahead. This is it's not only one country from the G20, it's a growing business type in Latin America, and particularly Brazil, according to the research that I did and the feedback from Brazilian companies. This is a growing business by telecom companies in Brazil. So I think, and they are expecting a response from the SB as well. As Weigu said, of course we need to beef up a little bit the research to understand a little bit the potential consequence and cross consequences on this, but I think we should go ahead with this project at the board level.
Mary?
I agree with Mauro.
Sue, do you agree with Mauro?
No, I don't. While I've got sympathy for this topic and I've got sympathy for the accounting, I think that we need to be disciplined in terms of agreeing to add more and more things to our agenda. All of the things that we agree to add to our agenda in themselves are small and don't take a lot of resources, but my concern is how thinly we risk spreading ourselves with all of the research projects that we're agreeing to do. We're going to talk about it more today, but we're agreeing to do a lot of things and we've got only so many staff to look at things and we've only got so much board time, and I do worry about how many different issues we're trying to investigate at once and how thinly we spread our resources. So my preference is that goes into the agenda consultation process for assessment along with other things.
Philippe?
Well, I'm not convinced that it would require a great amount of staff time on research. I mean, the only difficulty is to decide the scope.
And how far do we extend it?
Because
it.
I mean,
and find some staff to work on it.
Well, is it, well, maybe we should not ask that today, but I don't think it will require a great deal of time. Except well, to define the scope of the project and to say where do we stop, because yes, when you say if we say okay for a telecommunication tower, then the next question is what about a billboard which is fixed to the land and people renting space. So we have to make either a decision to do only a limited scope amendment for one class of assets, but the question is how do we justify that, or we have to find a concept which then will require more time maybe. So depending on the scope decision, it is either a small project or something which could actually, if we extend it to all sorts of assets, be more in an agenda decision, in an agenda consultation and a revision of IS 40. But if we decided on a limited scope amendment, I don't think more work should be required from what has been done by the Interpretations Committee, and the nature of the problem is relatively well defined.
Just worry about what sort of jumbled up set of literature we're going to end up with if we keep doing narrow scope things that are, you know, bits and pieces.
Yeah, but on the other hand, this issue keeps on popping up, and given the fact that it is a global business, it might be small in itself, but it has a global scope. So I am myself sympathetic to doing something about it. But I'm also sympathetic to the concerns of Sue. And perhaps we could ask the staff to first make an inventorization of, first of all, do we have staff to deal with it? Secondly, do some preliminary investigation if we think we can keep this limited? If not, then we'll have to make a different decision probably. So before fully committing ourselves to this, I think we should do some careful analysis whether, first of all, we have the necessary staff to do this, and secondly, whether we can keep, whether it looks like we could keep the scope limited. For that to be determined, probably a little bit of work needs to be done. But you know, that should be in itself possible. Alan,
I agree. You could do it very simply, but my concern is then we're going to spend all our energy in receiving other requests. We know when we did the joint venture project that, you know, I look outside my window and there's the bus stop there. There are lots of countries where the bus stops are funded by people who then outsource all the advertising. That looks more like a building actually than a telecom tower. You know, where I come from, the power poles have got flags on them that are outsourced and they rent them, so I assume you want a fair value for those as well. And so the issue is going to be you can ring fence it, and that would be quite a simple process to do. But I suspect that people will come in and start to attack this more generally, and then you're going to get into telecommunication cables. They're fixed to the ground as well. And somebody can quite easily outsource and let somebody else sell some of the capacity on the line.
Well, so the same thing happened with biological assets, obviously, but we were really able to save up to here and no further. And we had also reasonable conceptual arguments for that. So I think the question will be, can we find reasonable, not, I mean, they will never be perfect, but can we find reasonable conceptual answers to keep it limited? If not, then I think it will be much more challenging to engage in this. Mary?
Going back to the timing question, also the communication question that was raised early in this, I think I was a little concerned to hear that there were reports of diversity, maybe less so if it's under a national gap that's moving towards IFRS but not fully IFRS, but to hear that there's diversity in practice, especially if we thought that the Interpretation Committee deliberations today would not send a clear enough signal that says, think this is an issue because it might make sense to go that route, from a faithful representation perspective, but it seems relatively clear that you cannot read the standard that way, under the current drafting of the standard. So I think our communication has to be more along the lines of, this issue was raised, it doesn't seem to be a question about what 40 says today, but it raises questions about whether we should revisit the scope of 40. And I think what I heard you say is, let's do a preliminary assessment of whether it could be a tightly scoped project or not, because I did my support for Mauro, Daryl, the encouragement to address it now is, if we say we're not going to consider whether or not to add it until after we've done the agenda consultation, that is realistically saying it's 4 or 5 years before we will make any progress on this, which I think is, in light of the potential scale of development, is too long. So I think getting a handle on could it be scoped and how big an issue is this, how, from a business perspective, not from an accounting perspective, how big an issue is it, would be the right next step before we make up our minds, and I wouldn't wait for the agenda consultation to do that.
So you're agreeing with Hans.
Yes, I am, but because I think the don't do anything until the agenda consultation is completed is too far down the road to start responding to it.
Yeah, but again, it's very clear that before everybody thinks that we're going to fix this in a couple of months, it could be that we decide after some preliminary investigation this is too broad an issue, cannot scope it, and then we will have to put it on the back burner.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's still possible.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.